Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm your host, Paul Vogelsang, and this is episode number 225. Today's show is part of our Fitness Friday series, and it's another great one in our Fitness Friday program. We've got an important story about the value of weight-bearing exercise, specifically by the legs, and the profound effect it has on the brain. All of us in the Not Old Better audience know today, as we age, our brains may not be quite as sharp. As a matter of fact, cognitive impairment is the number one concern of older adults in America, according to the Alzheimer's Association. In a new take on the exercise truism, use it or lose it, researchers show neurological health is an interactive relationship with our muscles and our world. In a study published Wednesday in Frontiers in Neuroscience, researchers prevented mice from using their back legs for 4 weeks and then looked at the area of the brain that creates new neurons. The disabled mice had 70% fewer new neural stem cells than fully active mice, and those cells that did form didn't completely mature. This groundbreaking research shows that neurological health depends as much on signals sent by the body's large leg muscles to the brain as it does on directives from the brain to the muscles. The Frontiers in Neuroscience published study fundamentally shows that the brain and nervous system medicine can be altered with leg exercises, giving doctors new clues as to why patients with motor neuron disease, multiple sclerosis, spinal muscular atrophy, and other neurological diseases often rapidly decline when their movements become limited. The study supports the notion that people who are unable to do load-bearing exercises, such as patients who are bedridden or even astronauts on extended travel, not only lose muscle mass, but their body chemistry is altered at the cellular level, and even their nervous system is adversely impacted, according to the study. The study done with mice shows that limiting physical activity decreased the number of neural stem cells by 70% compared to a control group of mice, which were allowed to roam. Furthermore, both neurons and oligodendrocytes, which are specialized cells that support and insulate nerve cells, didn't fully mature when exercise was severely reduced. The research shows that using the legs, particularly in weight-bearing exercise, sends signals to the brain that are vital for the production of healthy neural cells, essential for the brain and the nervous system. Cutting back on exercise makes it difficult for the body to produce new nerve cells, some of the very building blocks that allow us to handle stress and adapt to challenge in our lives. The study specifically cites that it is no accident that we are meant to be active, to walk, to run, to crouch, or sit, and use our leg muscles to lift things, and that neurological health is not a one-way street, with the brain telling the muscles, lift, walk, and so on. We actually have to do this work. The researchers gained more insight by analyzing individual cells. They found that restricting exercise lowers the amount of oxygen in the body, which creates an anaerobic environment and alters metabolism. Reducing exercise also seems to impact two genes that are very important for the health of mitochondria, the cellular powerhouse that releases energy that the body can then use. This research demonstrates the critical role of movement and has a range of potential implications. For example, missions to send astronauts into space for months or even years should keep in mind that gravity and load-bearing exercise play an important role in maintaining human health. Researchers think this new link between legs and brains could eventually help doctors understand how and why patients with motor diseases decline. It might help us address risks for everything from multiple sclerosis to sedentary lifestyles to space travel. One could say our health is grounded on Earth in ways we are just beginning to understand, and that leg day is crucial to our brain growth. My thanks to our guest today, And please check out our website at notold-better.com for more information and conversation. And thanks to all of you, my wonderful audience, for your charming, encouraging, and advice-driven emails with show and topic suggestions. Please keep them coming at info@notold-better.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at notoldbetter. And you can find us on Facebook as well. We are Not Old Better there on Facebook. Podcasts of the Not Old Better Show are available on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Also on Amazon's Alexa. How are you today, Alexa?
I'm doing great.
Alexa, play the Not Old Better podcast.
Getting the latest episode of the Not Old Better Show. Here it is from TuneIn.
You can always find us online at notold-better.com, where you can find all of our archives. You can share a link, you can get in touch, and I look forward to hearing from you. I'm Paul Vogelzang, and please, everyone, let's talk about better. The Not Old Better Show. Thanks, everybody.